will be, you'll be able to have a chance to look at the interview and correct anything that is in
the interview.
So this is James Shaheen from the Tricycle Magazine interviewing Saito Utejani at the Forest Refuge on June 1st, 2007.
June 1st. Okay, I'm going to start with some questions that are pretty basic. I read this book, and I got a lot out of it. And do you want to say something about the title of the book? Because it has some humor in it, I think.
Okay, he's going to tell you how the book started.
Okay.
Isao, Udeji,
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 Udeji, Udeji, Udeji,
Yogi,
Udin Pure Hat, right?
But one of the yogis, the cartoonist, he would write down the things that Saito was saying. He would write things down.
Mm-hmm.
During interviews.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make it available for the public, for other people.
So
in editing that whole compilation of little things, then we got together some other yogis and then sort of expanded
it.
He says, so, you know, when we learn meditation from him, he teaches mostly about, you know, watching the mind, learning about the mind. What you see a lot is the defilements. And one thing he says often, even in our interviews, our meditation interview, is not to look down on the defilements, not to underestimate them. And during this meeting for this, to write this book and find a title and all that, everybody liked this because it has a lot to do with this in the book, not to underestimate
it.
In the way he teaches, he says it's actually, the emphasis is actually to notice the defilements, to study the defilements, investigate them, because it's only through the understanding of the defilements that you become free of them, or you can handle them, or be able to deal with them. He said the other thing is that very often people become very attached to what they're good at. They want to only see what they're good at, what they have achieved, the good side. And he says, but in doing that, sometimes they either ignore or don't want to acknowledge or recognize the weaknesses they have. And they can become proud of themselves, conceited. Because they only see what's good, only want to see what's good, and don't try to, or don't see what's still lacking in them. So, but if somebody doesn't see both sides, the good and the bad, he says, then you can't say the wisdom is complete. This is important to know both what is good and what is bad. Then you have a complete picture. He says, especially in his long-term practice, what he's realized is that it's really important to watch out for the defilements. Because he says, it's only with the thinning of the defilements in the way that we observe, he says that the wisdom can grow. And so it's important to watch out for the defilements. That's why the choice of this title.
Do you see wisdom as the absence of defilements? Is that a way of describing it?
When there's understanding in the right way, he says, then there will be wisdom, and then there will not be defilement. Because it's the opposite.
Moha and amoha, opposite.
Delusion, non-delusion.
Yeah. Non-delusion is wisdom.
Non-delusion is wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You emphasize practicing mindfulness in a person's everyday life, as opposed to emphasizing sitting meditation. Can you say something about that?
Mm-hmm. This is basically what the Buddha wanted. He says for people to practice. He's just advertising the Buddha's words.
Mm-hmm. So, what role is there then for sitting? What is the role of sitting meditation?
He often says, he says, it's not the posture that is meditating. It's the mind, the way it's being used that makes
meditation.
He says meditation is, what is meditation? It's cultivating good qualities in the mind, always making the conditions right so that good qualities can always
arrive. Yeah, meditation is your job.
That's the objective of meditation. He says if you could be sitting and thinking and dreaming or making up things that, you know, that the mind can feel greedy about and, you know, expectations and all that, he says, then how could you call that meditation? So even if you're sitting, he says more important than the posture is the mind that is working to do the meditation. Now people's view has become like meditation means you have to sit. Like the word meditation has become equated to a sitting
meditation.
He says, and there are two kinds of meditation, samatha and vipassana. And his emphasis is really vipassana. In samatha, you need, he said, to sit and be still. Mm-hmm. Because you need, to build it.
Yeah, you make an interesting distinction here between samatha and
vipassana.
There is something in here that I
food for thought.
Now it's much more like it's clarified in the instructions now. Mm-hmm. His instructions before were not like this. They were like this.
Mm-hmm. So you had a very full life as a lay person. The decision to become a monk was what motivated the decision to become a monk?
Pony which is a bajang lere. Go on a ignam na si boy na she yrek. He chose this because he thought, well, he can do this practice full time as a monk.
And as a lay person, we cannot do this practice full time?
He said
you can. You
can.
It's a little different. And you have to give it a lot of time, mm-hmm. the practice.
So this is this facilitates in other words, it's easier as a monk to practice full time.
ဘုန်းကြီးအနေနဲ့အချိန်ပြည့်အောင်လုပ်ဖို့လွယ်တာ
အဲ့ဒါတော့မဆိုင်ဘူးဘုန်းကြီးကြောင့်တော့မဟုတ်ဘူ
း
ဘုန်းကြီးကဝိချင်းလို့ဝိတာအဲ့လိုပဲပြောတာ
He can't say that being a monk makes it more easy to meditate. It has nothing to do with being able to meditate has nothing to do with being a monk or a lay person. He really chose to ordain because he wanted to become a monk.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to.
အထုံးနဲ့တရားဘုန်းကြီးဝင်လူလုံးလုံးတရားအထုတာမထိခိုက်ဘူ
း Yeah. As a lay person, his becoming a monk did not do anything to the practice. His being a lay person had not been harmDetrimental to his practice at all. His practice, in fact, had gone from strength to strength as a layperson.
What? Just one last question about that. What can you do as a monk that you couldn't do as a layperson?
ဥစဉ်ကဘုန်းကြီးဝတ်အနေနဲ့လူအနေနဲ့မလုံနိုင်ခဲ့တာဘုန်းကြီးအနေနဲ့ဘာပို့လုံနိုင်လို့လ
ဲလူတွေနဲ့တွေ့ရတော့
Well, now he teaches people.
Did you,
it means a lot more people.
Right. So teaching is really what he felt an obligation to teach, or
No. He had no intention to teach, or had no idea he was going to teach. But then his teacher told him he should teach, and put him in that position, so he started doing it.
Okay, so the decision to become a monk was because he wanted to become a monk.
Yes, no,
Okay, I don't know if he doesn't have to answer this one if he doesn't want to, because after this they will become far less personal. But it's just that for Americans a really big issue is depression.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lay person, as and as someone who had a successful lay life, for me he talks about interest a lot, and depression is characterized by...a lack of interest.
Mm.
Did going through depression at all bring him to a lot of the conclusions that he came to? Because when you're depressed, you often make a forced effort.
Yeah.
And there's a lack of interest.
Uh-huh.
How did he, or how does one deal with depression then, if it's characterized by a lack of interest and a forced effort? Well, how did he deal with it, if he wants to say, or if he doesn't want to say how he dealt with it, he can say how someone else
Might deal with him. Depression, depression ကတကယ်တော့အမြင်စိတ်ဝင်ဝင်စားမှုနဲ့ကိုအတင်းလို့ယူရတဲ့သဘောနှစ်ခုအမြဲပါတယ် depression
yeah 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 အဲ့တော့ yeah.
ဦးစီက depression ကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရင်ဆန်ခဲ့လို့အဲ့ဒီထဲကအတွေ့အကြုံကြောင့်ဒီစူးစမ်းမှုနဲ့ interest ကိုအဲ့လောက်ပြောပြတာလားဘယ်လိုဦးစင်တခုပြောချင်လားဟုတ်ပြောချင်လား
yes 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 အဲ့မှာဟို depression ဘယ်လိုလောက်ပါလဲဆိုတော့ဘုရား right attitude ဘုရားစောစောစီးတဲ့ရှိဒီ defilement တွေဘယ်လိုအတွေးရမလဲဘယ်လိုယဉ်မြင်မလို့ねလက်ခံမလဲပြီးတော့ဘယ်လိုအားထုတ်မလဲဆိုသိပြီတာအဓိက right attitude ပဲ right attitude နဲ့သူ့ကိုလက်ခံပြီးစိတ်မဲ့စားပြီးလေ့လာတာသူ့အသိချင်လို့လေ့လာတဲ့သဘောပဲဖြစ်တယ
် He says the key for him is really right attitude in dealing with his depression much earlier onI mean, he started practicing from when he was like 14 or something, and he met his teacher a lot and all. And he already knew all these tools. He already knew how to regard anything that came up in the mind, to watch it objectively, not get involved, to see it for what it is, and not take it personally. He already knew, had all those skills. He had the right attitude towards watching ugly stuff come up, but he never did it.So at the time that he was depressed, he could use those skills and he could, apply himself to them. He's been depressed three times. The first couple of times, he actually used just like a a strong effort to overcome his depression, just sort of snapped himself out of it. In that last depression, he could not use that kind of effort. There was no energy left in him to try to
sort of. ညမပေါ့ညံညံမောင်ညံနဲ့မဟုတ်တဘောပေါက်လို့မဟုတ်အဲ့တော့နောက်တစ်ခါလာပူအားကြီးတယ
် He said the first two times that he dealt with his depression he used a lot of effort he used a lot of effort but no wisdom he said but it doesn't last long he got over it but the next time it came back it was stronger
အဲ့တော့နောက်ဆုံးအချိန်ကျတော့ရှောင်လို့လည်းမရဘူးအဲ့တော့ရင်ဆိုင်ညံနဲ့ရင်ဆိုင်မှာရသူ့တိမှာပဲဖြစ်တော့တယ်သူ့ရင်ဆိုင်တော့
And in the last time he got depressed, then he realized he couldn't run away from the depression. It followed him everywhere. He was very
aggressive.
And then he realized he could not try to overcome it anymore. He would have to try to learn about it. Then he started using his wisdom to try to understand it.
Okay.
And... using your wisdom to understand it is getting more intimate with it, or knowing it, or recognizing it, or understanding why
it...
Yes, he says, just
recognize it. Right attitude,
he would just recognize that it was present.
Mm-hmm.
With the right attitude towards it, as he recognized it, that this is just nature,
mm-hmm.
nobody there. He had the right view that this is just a quality of mind. And then, just watching it continuously to learn about this. What happens to it? Does it grow, go away,
decrease?
What's the mind thinking? How do the thoughts affect those feelings?
So he became interested.
Yes.
Okay. Again, about.
Why do interest about that lah?
He says the reason why his interest grew was.
I low like that lah.
Because he saw that when he would do this work of investigating it, it would bring some relief from the depression. So with time, the interest grew because the motivation. Before that, he was completely overwhelmed by the depression. He was at its mercy. But now that he was choosing to be proactive and find out what it was about and all that, he found that he had some space. He could do something and then work with it. So he got interested.
Did you stop wanting things to be otherwise? Was there a level of acceptance there, or? That
was the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was complete acceptance.
Okay.
Because he saw that he was helpless to do anything about it, so he was like, okay, I can't do anything with this, let it be there. He couldn't do anything to it, but he could do something himself. What could he do? He could examine it, study it,
You know, when we think of effort, we think of going against the grain or going uphill. And interest is far more congenial or more... You spend less energy or less, there's less voluntary kind of effort. Yes, because there's wisdom, he said. I'm sorry?
Because there's wisdom, that's why interest is like that.
Effort to the tataka, nyam a chibene, ato de tamu, the bomb lulima, effort will be lulia lutides road. Motivation at loba pinnated.
Effort alone, he said, without wisdom, the way people generally understand it, he says, has that quality because often the effort is motivated by greed.
And so,
effort, dora ne moha ne lou ni da nyin lo ai ya thop
pyo yeah and he says I mean because he's investigating his own practice all the time he's really interested in seeing how the mind works when it's practicing and so he's seeing how with a lot of people the reason that their efforts are not giving results is because they're making efforts with greed aversion and delusion motivating those efforts and that's why people
the whole life they do the whole body like that and they
look and our whole lives he says everybody sort of makes effort to do anything like write an article or study or something with these motivations often in the back of the mind that's how we learn
to have a result
yes to have a result
and what is the difference then between interest and right effort and what is right effort
right effort
ba kwa le
right effort
ka ba le right effort ka nyan ba la right effort
lo pyo this is right effort means there is wisdom
ma man kan kan nyan ba ba ne a lut da right effort lo pyo da interest sa le sait win sa le nyan le mo lo twa sait win sa da
practicing in the right way would be right effort so wise effort and interest he says is because there's wisdom that there is interest
that is a galon mo tong da
but I mean interest is just a word of course
lu na le on tong da le english lu un tai ti da mo
he doesn't understand english very well he says he tries to use a word that other people can relate to
interest works
interest works are interest as
but word. Interest so if you become very interested in knowing then it's effortless
did you say she
amatwa yeah ai teach ne sait ko dai wa nyan so tha inquiry ni wa twa nyan pa bi da mo nyan ne ne pa la bi
it's because the sense of it yeah pa lo mo nyan no desire to know something is wisdom at work
and what is when we become very interested and we reach a kind of absorption in what we're doing is that and time seems to disappear
kwa tai sait win za ne ko lo de ha win za ne ne a chei mai wa
okay and is that absorption a good is that what we're talking about
hello you who is that up your
mom mom
no
da absorption mo da sait win za da lu le la ni da
no here
da a ye ji le la lu a ye ji ya main do da phit twar da mo primary object phit twar da
he says the interest is like important like this is first priority and therefore the interest
တကယ်လို့မကောင်းတဲ့အခြေအနေကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်စိတ်ဝင်စားမလဲ
He says if something is going really bad in your life he says how to become interested in the mechanics of what's going on
other than ညံမပါဘဲနဲ့ right top right view မရှိဘဲနဲ့ interest မလာဘူ
း without right view towards this he says that sort of interest can't come
အဲဆိုရင်ဘလို့မှ right interest ရှိမှာမဟုတ
် if we're identified with it or you know participate
I depressed I my mind depressed I'm very bad this idea နဲ့ဆို interest ဘလို့မှမလာနိုင်ဘ
ူး with these ideas in the mind difficult to have interest
at the same time if you're very happy about something it can be equally difficult to be interested
interest
people that's why right view ne ma ya
that's why only with right view he says interest becomes possible
and how do we cultivate right view in that
right view
he says listen discussion lower sinzar
discuss dharma listen to a lot of it
the knowledge လို့တော့ပေါ့ right knowledge ရဘူးတဲ့လူရှိရရဘူးอ่ะ
you have to have people who have right knowledge right view and be able to
apply လုပ်နေမှာတဖြည်းဖြည်းဒီ right view ကတဖြည်းဖြည်းအကောင်းလား
and then you also try to apply it and then in try to apply it and learn about it he says slowly you sort of start to understand what right
view. Right view ရှိတဲ့လူเนี่ยမင်းများစကားပြော right view ကူးတယ
် he says talk a lot with someone who has right view he says you get influenced by it
So in other words the results in time and with practice and insight that's the results.
What do you mean results with time and practice?
What I'm saying that you learn right view it's like the idea of study reflection and practice.
A compare.
Yes all.
Right. A compare right view are jay be.
Right
view
solve.
Na le mo pi jay be. Wrong view le jay.
Wrong view is also very good.
Yeah. So when the third time you dealt with the depression would you say that was the result of insight or was you know trying a different way rather than effort he became interested was that sort of arrive at, was that insight that allowed him to do that, or?
Depression He realized he couldn't leave it alone. He can't just let it. He couldn't let it slide anymore.
Right. Yeah. Reasonable.
That's just reasonable thinking. That's the kind of wisdom.
Let me see what else I have. There's a lot of stuff. Okay, here's a question that comes up in this book. You say awareness is not enough, that wisdom is needed. Can you say something about that?
Awareness, awareness could be
He says because awareness, by its very definition, it's called that because it is the cause, it is a proximate cause for wisdom to arise. Awareness itself is not wisdom. But what you want is wisdom, not only awareness. If you understand Abhidhamma, there is theoretical in the Abhidhamma where it's specifically stated that it's only, there are many wholesome minds, and all wholesome minds must have awareness, sati, as an attendant mental concomitant. If sati is not present, no wholesome mind is possible, and wisdom is a wholesome mental quality. Without sati, wisdom is not possible.
Okay, so you often describe right effort as remembering to be aware. Is that sati?
Recognize lo mi mo ko 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 pian chi mo me da tadi
tu wa ma me lo tadi ya ma me da lo sin pyo le da mai tu wa sa ka lo tong na u sia tadi o blo pho tha le so lo tadi tha bo ma me da ga tadi lo a lo myo pyo da hau la le
pyo lo ya
ai tadi ya tadi da mo lo nyan ba ni but remembering to be aware, he says, not awareness alone anymore. Mm-hmm. If you're remembering, he says, there's wisdom in that too.
Recognize when you're only
recognizing. When you're only recognizing, when there's a mere recognition of things going on, that's awareness alone.
You talk about mind becoming aware of mind. And at first we detect mind by thoughts, the thinking. That happens. He describes in here mind becoming aware of itself.
Right. Okay.
And we first have a sense of mind by viewing the thoughts that come from it. And then he talks about mind aware of mind, I believe. I think I heard that last time.
Mind being aware of mind.
Or is mind just the thoughts? And I was curious.
He says,
the thoughts are in the mind. Mm-hmm. When there are no thoughts, it's still the mind.
Okay.
One kind of function in the mind. There are many things going on in the mind.
Thinking is one of them.
And when one is aware of mind.
When one is aware of the mind's manifestations, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Is it possible to be aware of mind itself without its manifestations, or are they one and the same? I just want to know what he thinks about that.
Say, yeah, When you know mind, you know its contents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's
not. Say the thing. Say the thing.
Yeah. Without all those contents, you can't say there's mind, isn't it?
Right. So they're interdependent. Yes,
they come together and go together.
Okay. Something that always interests me, speaking, I asked him about that last time.
Yeah.
And
Steve
pointed something out to me earlier, and it was, here's his question, or the question that I like too. We've heard you encourage students to develop awareness of speaking. You yourself undertook the four precepts of speaking while a layman.
Hmm.
What did that involve, and what challenges did you face?
Talks about awareness of speaking, he says, is because, I mean, if you're going to practice the Satipatthana, he says it's specifically stated in the Satipatthana, be aware of speaking when speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Just
aware
as aware
and
of
intelligent.
Sight.
Be aware and wise.
Aware wisdom. Yeah, be aware.
Instruction.
A specific instruction on top of all the other things, you know. And he wanted to practice this being aware when speaking, and so to help him, he gave himself a framework, and that framework was the four rights precepts for speech. So he used that as an emphasis, like what he should be watching out for when being mindful of speech. And that really bumped up his awareness, he said, got much better. He says, since awareness and wisdom have to come into the picture every time he's going to speak, he says, and opportunities to speak come up all the time during the day he was doing business. And he says, if his determination was to have awareness and wisdom present with him while speaking, he says, then what is happening is that there's a lot of awareness and wisdom happening all day. So of course it just boosted his practice. He says, a lot of people, he says, is because of wrong speech, saying the wrong things because they weren't aware enough, not enough wisdom, not being able to control themselves. And then he says, the result of that is, when you have no awareness of wisdom, the result of that is chaos, which means you can't control your samadhi. You can't keep your samadhi because you've just given yourself
wrong
something
speech.
To.
Wrong thought. Oh, agitation.
And the wrong thought itself, he says, brings agitation to the mind. When you say things you shouldn't say, and when you don't say the things you should say,
all the time agitation.
Create agitation in the mind.
Mm-hmm. Lay people ma da adhika phin.
So for lay people, he says, this is one of the main things they have But what people do when they're not skillful at speaking, they go the other extreme and just shut up. But then he says, you can't not always speak. You can't always not speak. He says, when it's a situation. Yes, he says, but in any situation, he says, it's only difficult in the beginning because you're not skillful yet. But if you practice, like study each situation, each and every time, he says, with many, many experiences, the mind starts to learn. What should the mind say? What should the mind not say? How to be aware?
So you have to be willing to make mistakes and suffer embarrassment. He
says, of course, he says, how to get it perfect.
Every time you wrong, but next time, slowly, slowly.
Right. You know, you talk.
Take a lesson. ဒီကပဲဒါပဲမလာမမမပဲစီဦးဇင်းမလာရေးမရှိမလဲတတိထားကြည့်လားမလဲကိစ္စမရှိလေ့လာတယ် lesson ယူတယ်နောက်調査れたべ
Yeah, that's the main thing. He says he didn't care if he made mistakes. He made a mistake, but what he was interested in was learning from everything, being aware. And then again, you know, make a mistake, learn from it, try again, be aware, and learn over and over.
Yeah, how do interest and effort build momentum? So,
interest and effort?
Well, interest. How does it, like, we talk about awareness building momentum. You talk about awareness building momentum. And sometimes you become so interested that there's no sense of, I made a mistake, I'm embarrassed, anything like that, because you're so interested. You're interested in something more than your own comfort. But you also talk about awareness building momentum. And when there's...
Continue the awareness building momentum. Awareness only more.
He says it's continuity that builds momentum.
Okay, so yeah,
continuity awareness builds momentum.
Right.
So it's a momentum in awareness, of course, yeah.
Yeah, momentum, sorry. No, momentum in awareness, right. But he talks about energy, like if you're, he talks about squandering a lot of energy when your effort isn't correct.
Yeah.
How would he suggest, avoiding that kind of effort.
Luria energy phyaung phit de.
Ma lo a phit de. Yeah, yeah, right.
Di lo myo ma lo mi bo. Ba lo cha nyam sin phi le.
Ai sik ka lo ni ma ti ma ja ma.
He says they must recognize the mind that is using effort. How it's using effort.
Recognize ya lo khai da eh jaw.
So that's why he's telling people to recognize
the. Be lo a pyo lo myo ko a ko ti ma ja.
He says someone from the side can't really tell you. You have to look for yourself. ဒီဟောရကြည့်ခိုင်းတယ် tension ကြည့်ရတော့တတ်တ
ာဘာဘာဆိုလ
ဲ effort
ပူလား
ပူလားမသုံးမရအောင်
အေးလေကိုစိတ် tension နေအားလေဘယ်လောက်ထည့်နေလဲဆိုတိမရမှာပေါ့အ
ဲ့ဒါဒီတိုင်းကြည့်ရ sign ကတော့တင်းတာ
ပေါ့ဒါပေါ့ tension နဲ့ပါလာမှာပေါ့ကြည့်ပြီးဆိုရဲအားထည့် tension မှာပါလာမှာပေါ့
Yeah, he says when you watch the mind you can recognize how the mind is using energy
And if there's too much energy used, there's a tension. So
in the beginning, he tells people to watch out for tension, but actually it's very gross because when it's tense, it's already because you've used too much effort for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, if you can see the mind directly and how much energy it's using, then you prevent that tension from building up.
Mm-hmm. You're very, your teaching is very different from most Vipassana teachers I've met. And how did you come upon this idea that to de-emphasize sitting? Because you sat plenty, I'm sure.
เออถ่ายนานแล้วซะล่ะเว้ยだめโอ้บ่รู้ပြောมั้ยถ่ายนาก็ติญญ์มุด้วยถ่ายนาดิตบปอกหมดจ้ะแล้วถ่ายหมดอธิกมาหมดเว้ย
He says well we
ถ้าจ้ะตมทันวิปัสสนาคว่ําပြောล่ะบ่
He says very often we start with sitting he says but he says we must remember what it's used for he says we sit to help the mind to calm down but he says once the mind is calmerHe says, then we want to develop wisdom. Mm-hmm. And to develop wisdom, you don't need to be sitting. You can be doing anything.
Mm-hmm. So,
now he's not... He says, he doesn't say people shouldn't sit.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, like you said, de-emphasizing rather than getting rid of. But he says...The problem is people have the wrong idea that they have to sit. He's trying to say that's not a have to.
Yeah, it's equally practical to be awareness. It's a practice awareness in every...
Mm. Yeah, the government, the need time for practical
people.
Yes, it's because he began to really understand the nature of Vipassana meditation that he started to talk more and more about that.
You don't like labeling. Or it doesn't seem that you
like
labeling.
Because it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. So
labeling or lumia biobu, lumia biomabetona, you go to the table.
He says, you use labels to explain things to other people. What do you need to say it to yourself for?
Well, one thing it may do is, let's say your mind wanders, and you say mind wandering, and it kind of brings you back, and it
Recognize. He says, why not recognize mind wandering? Recognize. He says, don't you know the mind is wandering? You already know it. He says, do you need to put a name to it?
But, well, that's how we
I said, you know, you had said in your question, he says, when you use a word like mind wandering, then you can bring it back. He says, that's just
changing.
He says, in fact, in fact, he says, you don't even need to use a conscious label. When you recognize, when the mind recognizes that the mind is thinking, the mind has already said to you, this is thinking. The mind does
already
a natural commenting of everything it perceives. Then you can't stop. So this kind of natural
labeling,
you want to call it, is normal and it's fine. He's saying you don't need to add a conscious label to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So that kind of normal, the mind speaking about what it experiences is normal. That's not a problem.
Okay.
He says, for example, he says if we label pain, pain, it can get more and more painful. Because the mind thinks and knows the meaning of the words it uses. So it starts to think of the meaning of pain, so it buys into the meaning.
It reinforces pain.
It feels pain, more pain.
Mm-hmm. So, but nonetheless, the intent in awareness is not to change anything, it's simply to notice it or be aware of it.
Yes, it is.
You're sitting in the middle of a place that seems to be devoted to sitting meditation and walking meditation. He
said, well, they have nothing to do that.
Well, they drink tea too.
He says, gotta talk to them more about daily activities.
So when your understanding of the Satipatthana Sutta then is not that that it's just about awareness in every aspect of one's life. That's the understanding of
the Satipatthana Sutta. Dari patam usin nalera aro dagaran tua nezin bhuama shira mangya akum dari thabu.
Sikhen ma pita, ku ucham.
Everything in the mind.
Body and mind. Ayao bhuviti ko.
He says, when he de-emphasizes sitting and walking, the result is, if they have nothing else to do, they can sit or walk if they want. But what he's really wanting them to see is how to use their mind. Whatever they do, use their mind. They can sit the whole day if they want, if they use the mind in the right way.
And how is using the mind in the right way?
Right way,
that one. Sit up, man. Can they lean down? Not below there.
Huh?
Sit up, right way down. Not below
there. If sit down, man, below can't jam. Do a balance here, man. Pull, man. The little money, yeah, you pay. The balance here, boy. Right here, boy. Money, pay money. Sing here, the day after, do. Damn, the day after, do pay money. Sing here, the day after, do.
When there is awareness. Sati Samadhi Panya, when there's awareness, concentration, and wisdom in the mind, things feel light, alert. And then over time, you find you're discovering more and more, you feel that the awareness is getting more and more established, you feel the mind is steadier and steadier, you feel you're understanding things you didn't understand before, then you know you're practicing in the right way. But if the practice is making me tired, stressed, anxious, doubtful,
depressed,
then disappointed, then you know Then you're practicing the wrong.
Say a quality, wouldn't you? Manamala, the say a quality energy.
So he says, really, the right or the wrong must be checked by looking at the quality of the mind.
Quality going, man. Quality mind, maho.
If the quality is good, it's right. If the quality is not good, it's not right. Something's going wrong. This is how it should be measured, right practice, not by the sitting and the walking, not by the good posture.
Right. I mean, do you recommend like at least periods of intensive retreat? Does that help in any way?
Intensive
you
retreat
yourself from life. Will you remove yourself?
Intensive
from life
retreat
from
when was it? Api lare.
Api pare.
He does.
Don. Can't do it.
Yeah, he's like going to camp. He said.
Right. It's a silo. Apply level.
So that you can go in for a competition.
Right, okay. And if you're saying here that these very intensive retreats often result in awareness that goes away very quickly if you.
Intensive retreat way. Yare the
dimiwahu.
He says if they were practicing correctly in the retreat, and it wouldn't be so intensive, of course, then they wouldn't use it so easily.
Understanding him alone, no problem. Understanding alone is doing, understanding me is doing, become a bit of a man.
Also, if they have enough understanding about the practice, about their own practice, then they can maintain it for longer. If there's not enough understanding, also, it will fade away after some time.
Well, it does fade away for many of us. What does one do? How does one, I shouldn't say hold on to it, but how does one deepen it out of it?
He says because the mind is not close to that subject, that's why the mind loses track of it.
Retreat when
he says people have the wrong perspective on the objective of a retreat. The objective of a retreat should be to learn about how to use the mind, how to actually use the mind in a way that they can use again later or continue to use. He says the retreat is like going to school. You go to school, right? He says you go to school almost half your life. Do you want to go back to school?
No.
He says, can you be in school all
school hari ba lo lo. Business lo de niya ma life the ma tong lo le.
What are the things that you learn in school for?
To apply them in my life outside of school. Do you ever sit anymore?
Yes, he sits. But he sits anyway he likes.
He's
bending back. Whatever. So long as he's sitting still anywhere, he considers.
He might be sitting like this. If he sits
still, that's called a sitting for him.
Okay, I have a question. I have a job where I have to talk to a lot of people some days, all day, and I don't like it. I find talking and being aware at the same time the most difficult.
Yes.
Because I'm so easily gone.
Any
advice?
Slowly. He said, try to integrate it slowly. Deliberately, though. He says, so try first practicing speaking and becoming aware, speaking and then becoming aware, speaking and then becoming aware. What is the mind feeling as it is saying things? Is it speaking with aversion? You can notice that. If it's
excited
or excited, you can recognize it. You can just start from that one thing, just noticing the state of mind as you're speaking.
You know, I find that I've been trying this since I saw him last time. Every day I try.
Okay.
And so some days I forget.
Okay, no problem.
Then I try again.
I'm just wondering,
sometimes when there's awareness and speaking, then they kind of come together.
But different.
There's a kind of clarity that ordinarily doesn't exist. And the person, I'm listening much better. But anyway, so it's working a little.
If you keep doing this, next year you'll be expert. You'll be master at it. Another year.
So that's a goal, or?
Understanding a year jet.
The goal is understanding.
I think I'm going to have to become interested in failure.
Show me. He says there is no reason for failure. When if you don't do it at all, surely there's nothing to gain. But if you do it, he says you cannot fail. There's no failure.
No,
he says the moment you're doing it, you're already profiting. It's only when you're not doing it that you're not gaining anything.
I don't want to lose
that. That's when you're losing, like opportunity cost.
And let me ask one more question. What is, in the absence of interest, when interest isn't there, how does one spark interest?
Use thinking.
So rather than use efforting, use wisdom to think. Think things through.
Right.
What should one do?
Or can you might you ask, what is absence of interest?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have anything that you want to ask you that you think would be good for our readers? Well, a lot of you helped me very much here, and
he says you can like kind of arrange it, like put it in a coherent order.
We will, and then you'll see it, and then you'll arrange it. And I was wondering, I love this pamphlet, the booklet, and I'm wondering if I show you certain pieces of it, can I run it with
the second book,
I'm going to get him a copy.
Let me just tell you, the newer one only has a little... It is the new one. Steve is the new one. It is.
Second.
It has the Y in it.
This is the new one. Yeah, so they're Lola Pita. That New York, yeah.
Second
This is, you get the New York?
Yes.
New York, that's Lola, right.
Yeah, these at the end like are great because you can read them.
Food for thought. It
starts with you. You keep reading them again and again, and after a while you start to brainwash yourself.
Yes. Food for thought, maybe a counter. And I'll taka, put in there.
Right view.
That's what he said just now. If you speak to someone with right view all the time, it seeps into you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the only thing for an introduction, we would write the basic biographical information that you can probably give me, Sayadaw's, where he's from, where he teaches, all sort of things. Is that okay? I hope that wasn't too stressful. Or
stressful.
He seemed very happy, so.
He doesn't get stressed talking about Dharma. He doesn't get stressed talking about
Dharma.
Okay. He still wants to say more, he said.
Good.
I would love it.
Yeah, if he would, say anything, it could be a lot. Yeah,
Sayadaw's been teaching for 10 years in Burma.
Yeah.
And in the early years, there were a lot of foreign Asians, the Vietnamese and the Koreans and the Malaysians and whatnot. And then some Eastern Europeans. But now, in the last couple of years, there's been more Americans coming.
Yeah.
Now he's here teaching in America. Any particular challenges working with Americans?
Westerners are actually more interesting to teach.
Why?
Because they think they have they have critical.
Not the Kuga, Tura Tingyo.
And they're not believers.
And so thinking is not a problem to the benefits of meditation?
They have this habit of looking into things. They want to find out. They have a natural curiosity.
So natural curiosity is overall a useful tool.
Not too much, he said.
Too much
is no good.
But Easterners
just believe. They won't think.
They have a lot of
Yeah. That's why they don't use the intelligence not grow.
Come down. And
so the intelligence doesn't grow. If you don't invest money, you don't get more money. So it says invest intelligence.
Do you think that the way that we're educated...
Educated people, easy to... Vipassana, education it.
Yeah, he says we have students from the university who are practicing to be doctors. Mm-hmm. He says they're very intelligent. Like, they catch what he's saying really quick. Mm-hmm. He says intelligence makes a big difference.
So the intelligence and the curiosity and that... not believing, but just investigate, somehow leads to greater wisdom or quicker wisdom?
Hey, intelligence, pose wizara, pose wanzanje, nesika, nyan pisira.
Yes, nyan pamida. Dima wan, nyan pamida.
Is invested
in. Engkong, you know, investigate, investigating
requires wisdom.
Yes,
pamida.
Well, it's the tradition of logic and science.
You know, interest serious, you do what? Deep.
Because once
informed,
there is interest to investigate, he says then the mind isn't involved in what's happening anymore. It steps up.
We can't
take an objective view.
Can't involved.
He says, but if we become invested in, indulged in, wallowing feeling into what's happening, then
effort,
then people put in a lot of effort to be in the experience, and then you know it all
involved in it. Interest,
But interest, if it's, you know, what is interest, he says it immediately backs away from what's happening.
So it makes whatever you're experiencing that feels so personal, it makes it an objective.
Yes.
Observing it objectively, just yes. This is the nature of the body, this is the nature of the mind.
Yeah.
And that is wisdom.
Yes. Yeah.
But in order to do that, you have to have no vested interest in the result.
That's right. Having a vested interest is greed.
Yeah. So in other words, it also obscures.
He says, wanting to understand the conditions is wisdom. Wanting a result is greed.
So, what would be the proper motivation for someone to practice meditation? We need to be motivated, we need to have a goal, but we don't want to have attachment.
Wanting to know. Yeah.
So wanting to know is enough motivation for undertaking
And then when the wisdom grows, the wisdom
knows.
The person can't not do it anymore.
Atheist, you only ask never swear.
He says that's why he likes atheists. This is his hope for them. You want to know?
He says don't
believe anything. You want to know? Look.
He says, why people become
atheists is because they think. So they can't believe.
But you want to know simply for the sake of knowing?
In the beginning, just start with that, he said. He says everybody has some form of desire to know. Mm-hmm. Some basic need to know.
Natural,
he says,
that nature
just should encourage that. Just give that encouragement, let it grow.
I haven't heard Sayadaw talk
education,
about
right education, Manamiya.
Yes, he says all right education is based on motivating the person so that the person wants to know for themselves. Mm-hmm. He said all the cramming, rote learning, pushing information into is never
the best quality
doesn't come out. When a person from inside themselves, a true motivation to learn emerges from inside themselves, then they push themselves to their greatest limit.
So you have to want to know in spite of whether knowing is comfortable or not.
Error tia la, ta 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 ma ta 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 ke ti jin.
Da wo, ti ba chu shi.
Yes, he says then you have to really know what is the benefit of knowing.
Ai chu shi bi du lo.
Knowing whether it's comfortable or not.
What is the benefit to that? I mean, is it
what is the benefits of knowing as opposed to benefits of not knowing? Whether you're comfortable or uncomfortable. He said, everybody has wisdom. Everybody is intelligent. Already has intelligence.
So.
The defilements are covering it so the ember doesn't glow and doesn't catch fire. That's why he gave that title to the book. Don't underestimate, don't look down on the defilements.
It's a funny title. Everybody in the office loves
it.
It's so true. You got to get it. Yeah, it's so
true.
Because it's so real. Everybody knows.
Yeah, and we're hearing a lot of laughter.
Yes, if you have the cartoon
book,
he says there are all these cartoons depicting.
Are there?
The defilements. The cover of the book has a cartoon with a man watching green aversion. And Moha, delusion is standing on his head like he's conquered the North Pole, the red flag, or South Pole, sorry.
There's an illustrator that practices with Saito who comes from Malaysia. And while Saito's giving teachings, he'll then go back to his room and draw an image of the kind of the main teaching that comes out of that session.
I would love to see all the illustrations.
That illustrator.
Because we could run them
I'll see that you get a copy. Yes, and another thing he likes is that he depicts the defilements using little mice.
So quick.
How does humor help us in this practice?
Because wisdom sees the joke in everything.
That's a great thing.
Wisdom sees the joke in everything.
Wisdom never feels upset.
Joking. Because
when you see the truth, it's easy to
laugh. He
says you can be going through something really difficult. When you really understand, you can laugh. See that it's really funny.
If that happens after somebody dies, sometimes everybody's sitting around and someone says one thing and everybody starts laughing.
Yes, people don't want to be sad, he said they want to laugh.
Well, thank you very much, that was really good. I look forward to the next 3 days. Yeah, there will be. And I will put it together and I'll email you. Do I have your email address? I think you gave me something.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. And I can send you a copy of it too if you have any ideas. Hi, Connell.
Hi.